Today we're going to discuss Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So there are a lot of issues about Rabbeinu. First thing we have to know is what exactly is Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? What's the difference between Rashi Tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? Rashi's shita is that the four parshios in the Tefillin have to be placed in the batim in the order that they appear in the Torah. Kadesh first, Vahayu Kiviyachal second, Shema third, and Vahayu Im Shemoa fourth. And that's from the standpoint of someone looking out the Shel Rosh. It has to be in that order. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the order is Kadesh first, Vahayu Kiviyacha second, Vahaya Im Shemoa third, and Shema fourth. So he flips numbers 3 and 4. However, even Rabbeinu Tam agrees with Rashi, and this is according to the Torah, Beis Yosef Simulam Dalit, in the name of many Rishonim, that the parshios have to be written in the order that they appear in the Torah. The question is where they appear in the Tefillin, meaning the disagreement between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, when it comes to the Shel Rosh, there are four separate parshios. So write them in order, and then it's just a question of how you place them in the batim. What about the Shel Yad, where it's one long klaf, and you write them all one after the other on the klaf? So Rabbeinu Tam would hold that the way to write them is write the first parsha, then the second parsha, then the fourth, leave a blank space, write the fourth parsha, and then you go back and you write the third parsha. That's how you do the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, because again, even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that they must be written in the order that they are in the Torah. It's just that the order that they're placed actually in the Tefillin is a different order than they are in the Torah. So it's just all about the order of the parshios. That's the primary difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. There may be another difference that comes out of that, meaning Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin are supposed to be made in a way that they won't be confused with Rashi Tefillin, because they're different. So the minhag is, the poskim always recommended, to make them different sizes, to make the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin a little bit smaller, or make them different sizes. And the Mekubalim always said that it should be Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin should be the ones that are a little smaller. It doesn't have to be Rav Vosner and Atshuva and Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Tes, Simen Tes, writes that Lahaktin Koldu Husagi, doesn't have to be much smaller, just a little bit smaller, so that there should be a little bit of a hecker, and it doesn't even have to be so appreciably smaller, because we have other ways to have a hecker anyway. The difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, where the little hairs stick out on the Shel Rosh, and the bag of the Tefillin says Rabbeinu Tam or Rashi, usually it's labeled anyway. So the plastic boxes that you keep the Tefillin in say you'll have it labeled as Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. So even a little smaller is good enough, and many people. People, because of the various other hikarim we have, think that there doesn't have to be any difference in size anymore, that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin could really be the same size as each other. But the whole question of how did a discrepancy in how we make Tefillin ever develop is a very troubling question. Meaning, was there ever a tekufa where Jews just didn't wear Tefillin, and then they had to rediscover the mitzvah of Tefillin? So I understand why, when it comes to Tcheles, we have 18 different ways to tie Tcheles, because there were centuries where Jews didn't wear Tcheles. Okay, so some sort of a mesora was lost, but how are you going to have a machlokas about what the order of the parshas and tefillin? Why didn't why didn't you just open up his tefillin and see what it says, see what was in there, right? How was look at his father's tefillin, see what was in there? How did this happen? So there are two basic approaches in the poskim to deal with this issue. In the Ben Ish Chayim Parshas Ve'yera Os Chaf Aleph, he says that from the times of the Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of the Gaonim, all Jews wore two pairs of tefillin. Quite a chiddush that both were in the Masora, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, from Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of the Gaonim, that all Jews wore both pairs of tefillin. He says the raya is, the Gemara says Makom Yesh Barosh Ubiyada Niach Shnei Tefillin, that there's enough space in your head and your arm to put two tefillin. What do you need enough space in your head and your arm to put two tefillin? It must be that you need to wear both at the same time. That is very much in line with the shita of the Mekubalim in the Shara Kavanos. He writes Al Pisod, both the Svara of Rashi and the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam are MS, and the Arizal therefore would put them both on at the same time. That they say the Arizal was told the Kabbalah Mipi Elio Zachar Latov that both Svaras are MS, and therefore you have to make both of them. So that's in the Matzah Shimurim, he says someone who's not Maniach Shal Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time, it's as if he was never Mekayim Mitzvah Tefillin Kol Yamav, meaning the Kabbalah took this very, very seriously. previously, that it's something that they're both part of the Masorah, and neither one should be cut out of the Masorah. The Poskim, however, understand that no, one of them is right, one of them is wrong. It can't be that they're both, that you have to wear them both. And it's Mefurish in the Torah, it says in the name of the Rosh, Lefisha Nechleku Bo Gaone Ola Mutfilin Elu Shal Utfilin Shal Elu Psulin La Elu. The tefillin of one shita is puzzle according to the other shita, meaning this is a legitimate machlokas. And therefore, the Bir Alacha writes in Simon Lamadal, Tzif Beis, that if you're going to put on both sets of tefillin, you should put them on with the Tanai, that those are that are made properly, Aliba de Hilchasa, is what you intend to be Yotze the mitzvah with, and the other ones should just be like Ritzuas the Alma, stump straps that you're putting around your body that aren't really the Shem mitzvah at all, because it's not at all part of the mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu certainly knew which one was correct and which one was incorrect. So how did the Masorah get lost? I don't know. A lot of Masorahs and a lot of halachas got lost. Which parts of an animal that we're allowed to eat, what we cut out for the Giranosha. There are different traditions amongst Yemenites and Litvaks and Hasidim and Germans and Sephardim, and what type of shofar you blow on Rosh Hashanah, what varieties of an Esrog we use on Sukkot. There are a lot of different things that got lost somewhere along the way. So somehow there was a machlokas that developed. Unclear exactly how, but not like the Ben Ishchai. Most of the poskim assume not like the Ben Ishchai, that both were both are emes and both were part of the Masorah, and that people used to wear both sets of tefillin. So then the question becomes, okay, if one is right, one is wrong, and obviously we paskin like Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam, so should one be machmir to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Who is it appropriate for whom is it appropriate to be machmir to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So Hasidim, many Hasidim, and many, many Sfardim have the minag that all married men or machmir to wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and certainly if that's your minhag, if you're Chabadniks always wear two pairs, they wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and many other Hasidim also will put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, if that's your minhag, so you follow that minhag. What about some Nustam, regular Ashkenazi Jew wants to non-Hasidish Ashkenazi Jew wants to be machmir? Is this an appropriate chumrah? So one thing is clear: the halachas like Rashi, Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph, Mishburah Sif Katan Dalet, there is no community or group that maintains otherwise. The halacha is definitely like Rashi. No one makes a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So it's not like we have a suffix in halacha over here. The Gra went so far as to say that what's the point of putting on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? You want to be Yotze Kaladeos? The Gra said, I could come up with 64 different shitos in Rishonim of how your tefillin should be made. There are a lot of factors, there are a lot of machlokasim, so you're never going to be Yotze Kaladeos anyway, unless you want to write yourself 64 pairs of tefillin, buy yourself 64 pairs of tefillin, put on 64 pairs of tefillin every day. But that's ridiculous. No one's going to do that. That's when Maisa Rav in Kuntras Siach Elio Os Samach Dalid, he says, like this, 64 pairs of tefillin you need to. So that's why the majority of Litvish or Gedolim never put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. They just wear Rashi tefillin. So why is it that Rabbeinu Tam tefillin became such an exception? Why not the other 63 types? Why did it become so accepted that so many people wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? It must be because this was a minug in many communities, that there were communities that actually had this minug, that they wore Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. It's interesting, in Derech Sicha, page Tavkof Yud Ches, he quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said as follows. He said, Abba Zatzal, the stipler, lo haya miniach tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, he was never makbid to get himself a pair of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Someone gave him one, so then he put him on. Tefillin elu heim etzli upam achas hinachtim. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I have my father's Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. I once put him on. Why? Because the Chavetz Chaim once said that in the Olam HaEmes he's going to meet Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam is going to say, hey, how come you never wore my tefillin? So Rav Chaim says, I'll be able to say I put him on once. I once put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if you don't know, is machmir about just about everything in his personal hanhagos. He takes every shita into account, and he's machmir for just about everything, with two major exceptions: Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and wool tzitzis. Right? Those are the things he's not super machmir about. So it seems that it may be a nice minug for some, but it doesn't seem that it should be that's like the next step after you start keeping Shabbos, to start wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. The halacha is definitely like Rashi, so much so that a lot of the poskim say, if you want to, Rav Moshe writes, if you want to be machmir to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, it shouldn't come at the expense of the time that you'd be wearing Rashi Rashi tefillin. So you should put it on, not like split the davening in half, half davening wearing Rashi, half davening wearing Rabbeinu Tam. After davening, when you're done, when everything's all over already, and you would be taking off your Rashi tefillin anyway, then you should put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Otherwise, why would you be mvatel every minute that you're wearing, that you're able to wear tefillin to Rashi, and you're not wearing them? You're being mvatel mitzvah saseh. So that would be a terrible thing to do. Why would you do that? So it should be put on after davening, or even later in the day. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Halich Shom, Perkei Aleph, 45, it says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to put it on later in the day, when he otherwise would not have been wearing Rashi tefillin anyway. Now, there are poskim who say that a sofer, in the Yismach Moshe quotes, that a sofer who doesn't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin shouldn't write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin either. This is based on the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Memheim Beis, that the pasuk says, "Ukshartem uchsavtem," so we darshan kol sheyeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'ksiva, v'kol sheyeno b'kshira, eino b'ksiva. That someone who's obligated in wearing the tefillin is obligated is able to write the tefillin. Someone who's not obligated in wearing tefillin can't write tefillin. So some say, as a chumrah, that maybe a sofer who doesn't wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you could say that he's eino b'kshira, and therefore he should be eino b'ksiva. You shouldn't use him for the writing of the tefillin. However, the Mikdash Ma'at Siman Amdal Sifkan Dal thinks it's a joke. He doesn't think that that's at all about yet. He's chayiv in tefillin. So he's chayiv in tefillin. You can make tefillin of different types. So in the Chuvas Hesoris Chuvas Simta Zayin, he says it depends why the sofer doesn't put him on. If he stam believes that Rashi is correct, so then he could write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin also. But if he's if he thinks that there's room to be mesupak about Rabbeinu Tam and that Rashi's tefillin may be possible, but he's just not choshesh anyway, so then he should not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. I don't know what that even means. But we know Rashi's correct. We paskin like Rashi. What does it mean? He thinks Rashi's great. I'm not sure how to make sense of that. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva about Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, well, he had several tshuvas about Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, but in the tshuva in Or Chaim Chiluk Dalet, Siman Tes, Rav Moshe writes that it's certainly not kedai to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin unless it's going to be super mehudar. He says, since it's only a chum in the first place, so when it comes to Rashi Tefillin, you have to do it. So even if you can't find mehudar ones, you can only find barely kosher ones, you got to do it. You got to wear a tefillin. But for Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, since it's only a chumrah in the first place, he doesn't think it's worthwhile unless it's mehudar, and that's why when the Lubavitcher Rebbe asked Rav Moshe, how come you don't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? Rav Moshe said, I never found mehudar once, so I never bothered wearing. So I think the Rebbe had commissioned, according to Rav Moshe's specifications, to have someone write. He wanted Rav Moshe to put on, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was very into Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. He wanted Rav Moshe, I don't know if Rav Moshe ever did or not, but I have to ask my brother. Let's find what the family says. Last thing, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that in Siman Lamed Daled, Sif Beis, Yirei Shamayim Yetzi Yidei Shneim, V'yasa Shtei Zugos Tefillin. Yirei Shamayim should do both. And then in Sif Gimel, he says, Lo Yasa Kein Elamisha Muchsak Umeforsim B'chasidus. Only someone who's Muchsak Umeforsim B'chasidus should be Makbet on this Minag to wear a Beinu Tam Tefillin as well. An average person shouldn't do it. Aye, so why do we see so many average people that do it? So could some suggest in the Chuvas Radvaz, Siman Alpayim Reisha in Vav and the Tshuva Me'avach El Beisim Reish Chavav suggests that maybe Shulchan Aruch says if you're Muchzak Muforsim B'chasidus, then you could wear them both at the same time. Otherwise, you shouldn't wear them both at the same time. But Zachar Zeh, you could just be a regular guy and wear them Zachar Zeh. Others say the Shulchan Aruch was talking about whether it's an issue of Yuara, that you're wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But nowadays, the fact that so many people wear it, that every Chassid wears it, and every Sfardi wears it, that there are so many different people that wear it, so it's not considered Yuara anymore to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. That's how Rabbi Birka Yosef said in Siman Lamed Daled Yoruch HaShulchan. Again, it depends on the community. If you're the only guy in the whole shul that's wearing it, so maybe it would be Yuhara. If you're the only person in the whole community, you shouldn't be the one that's Rav Shechter always said that if you're taking on a chumrah that the rabbi of the shul that you're davening in doesn't have, that's an inappropriate chumrah, that's considered Yuhara. I know when Mori Varabi Rav Silver was in my shul for Shabbos, so I'm not makbet to wash my machronim for whatever reason. I'm not makbet to wash my machronim, but I know my rabbi is makbet. So after Shalosh Shudas, I said, Rabbi, I'll bring you my machronim. He said, I'm not going to wash my machronim if it's your shul and you don't wash my machronim. Like, he's my Rebbe, you know. You know, he could do whatever he wants. But there are certain sensitivities that's appropriate for a person to have. Be sensitive to the world around you when you take upon yourself chumras in general.